what the Manx Development Corporation has done is it's had a 675,000 of expenditure approved already on pre-feasibility work, which is designs, surveys, all of that sort of thing, planning, and it's come to the conclusion it makes more sense, especially in this world where a lot of carbon is captured in existing buildings, to deal with the problems and to actually take off the top floor to deal with the leaking, put on a new top floor and actually repair what's there and create 30, nearly 40 one and two bedroom flats for key workers for rent.
Who's actually going to be in control of this body? People say we don't know who's on it, we don't know the staffing, etc. It's come from out of nowhere.
The board is public. There's a website about it. And questions in Tim Wald from me have now revealed its expenditure, both on staff and also on what it's doing. There's a public shareholder agreement between the Manx Development Corporation and Treasury. But these are the sorts of questions that we need nailed down at the moment. And I will be putting some further questions to enable the government, which came out of the Tim Wald, which I'm a member, so that we don't have any misunderstanding later on.
Can I mention parking? That's what's going to come up time and time again. Where do you park your cars?
Exactly. That's one of the crucial issues, and that's why I went to the Managing Director of Manx Development Corporation last week after the Tim Wald briefing and said, from the community point of view, we need to have a public meeting. It'd be good for you and it'd be good for the community. Let's do that. So very kindly, the Finch Hill Bowling and Snooker Club has got a meeting Tuesday evening this week, 6:30 to 8, where the Manx Development Corporation staff will come along and show the pictures and the designs. I'm sure they'll take lots of questions about parking, because that is an issue that's already animated the community quite rightly.